And I'll be introducing Christine, who's going to be in Studio B in just a moment. I know the Plimpton police have been selling raffle tickets for a chance to win a Cub Cadet Ultima Zero Turn Mower. It is apparently amazing. It's unbelievable. And I think they may be pulling out the winning name today. But for the details, let's turn it over to Studio B. Christine James is in there in Studio B. And Christine, this is a lot of fun today because I am excited to find out who is going to be winning the raffle here for the Plimpton Police. And you have the chief of Plimpton Police in studio and also lieutenant as well, right?
No coinging.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. No, they're not ready. Okay, well, we'll get back to them a little bit later on in the half hour on WATD. We can tell you that there are several tickets that have been purchased and put into a raffle, and it is a Cub Cadet zero-turn lawnmower, apparently courtesy of Norfolk Power Equipment. And we're very excited to find out because if you purchase the raffle ticket, you probably want to know who's going to win it. And we're going to find out the details. So Christine James is in Studio B now with the chief of the Plimpton Police and also a lieutenant as well in Studio B. Let's check in with them now. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. I'm here and with Chief Matthew Aul and Lieutenant Dan Hoffman from Plimpton PD. Sorry, I always get the P towns mixed up here. And we're here to give some stuff away. I love it. I love this. This is terrific. So first of all, let's find out, what exactly are we raffling off? Lieutenant.
Good morning, Christine. So what we're raffling off today is a Cub Cadet zero-turn lawnmower. So we're excited to see the winner as well.
This is nice. This is a really cool item. Chief, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think it's excellent. I think we got the community involved in participating in a raffle that can help, Plimpton have a school resource officer and get some training.
That's terrific. No, 50 tickets have been purchased and put into the raffle. How much do people pay for the tickets?
So they were $75 a ticket.
Okay.
And I think we ended up selling just around 50 or so tickets. Plus, we also had run some raffles at the time when we did our national night out. So, we were excited. This is the first year we've kind of done something like this. So to get the amount of participation to what the lieutenant had explained, It was good for a first year.
That's pretty cool. Now, this is a good prize because these are high-dollar items. I know that these are really good, these Cub Cadets.
Oh, my name is actually...
with my limited knowledge of this kind of equipment, I know that this is very good quality. And I interrupted you. What were you saying?
My name is actually on the list as well, so I'm hoping that somehow, some way, my name gets picked too. So, but yes, it's a great item.
Don't try too hard
no,
there.
Yeah.
Now, tell me who's going to benefit from this raffle. Chief? Lieutenant?
Essentially, with the limited funding that, the town has, we have a lot of new, faces of the Plimpton Police Department. So one big push and one big initiative when I took this position was to fund a school resource officer position. It's on a very limited basis and has been for a while now. So for us, it's all about the training. New officers getting the training in the school resource officer position, and we're excited to say that with the amount of money that we got from the raffles, that we can actually now send our officer to a school coming up, I believe, in 1 or 2 weeks or so. So we're excited.
Oh, that's
excited.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that. I love this kind of grassroots stuff. So what do we do now? Do we pull a winner?
Oh, yeah. I think this is your opportunity to pull a winner, Christine.
Oh. Rob, what is that? Is that a Cub Cadet? All right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a paper clip in this.
Yeah, that's not the winning one.
Can't have any extraneous
items. Christine, do you know if those guys tested it out already? Did they take a drive? Because I'd like to drive that thing around.
Yeah, Rob, I'd be lying if I said I've been taking down Route 58 a couple times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I saw that that movie. That was pretty good. Okay. Here we
okay.
go. Going to mix them up here, Rob.
Da, 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 da,
what do you think? I don't know if I can take the pressure.
A lot of pressure, Christine.
Wow, drum roll, too. Okay.
Oh, boy.
And the winner is Tom Reed.
Tom Reed.
All right. And that would be what? Ticket number zero?
Ticket number
08845500. Fantastic. Tom Reed.
That's
Congratulations.
Great.
Congratulations.
Do you guys know Tom Reed?
We do know Tom Reed. I think he's a West Bridgewater resident, right?
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Here's his number. We can, Rob, if you want, I'll give you the ticket.
Okay.
We can actually call him. Should we try that? Do you have the
number? Yeah, go ahead, Reed. Oh, wait a minute. No, you need to give it to me off the air, right?
I do. I don't want to have, you know, people calling.
Can you text it to me?
Yes, play a little traveling music there and I'll text.
Yeah, all right.
I'll text you the number here.
Yeah, I suppose, because I was thinking, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We'll end up giving out the guy's number on the radio. Probably wouldn't be the best idea.
We've been able to catch most of our prize winners at home, which is pretty cool.
We might have a few Tom Reeds calling in on that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'd rather listen to that Cub Cadet a little Rob's more while
that,
I get the number.
Rob's got that music going here.
All right.
Tom, you have to work on your handwriting a little bit. I just want to mention that.
Yeah.
Tom's neighbors are going to be jealous now.
Okay, and I want to make sure that I have the first number. Okay.
All right. I will call Tom. This is amazing because he may not know he's the winner yet.
Okay. Tell me if you can read the last four numbers there. I can read the last three, but I can't read the last four. What's that first number that I'm missing?
Ooh, I think it's a 5337.
Okay.
All right. So you know what I'll do is I'm gonna do the traffic and the weather, and then we'll come right back here on WATD, see if we can get the winner of the Cub Cadet on the line this morning. Okay, got it. All right. We're going to be right back, Christine, so stay right there with your special guest in studio right now. Let's get you updated at 9:19 on traffic and weather on the nines. And back, WATD, the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala. Christine James is in the WATD newsroom. Let's see, we're calling Tom. See if he's there. Is that Tom?
Yes, I am. You have me here.
Oh, Tom. You're on the air live on WATD Radio. I called back a second time because you might have not recognized the phone number. This is WATD. I'm Rob. Christine James is in Studio B with two people whose names you may know. Christine?
That's right. We are here in Studio B, and we have the Plimpton Police Chief, and of course that's Matthew Ull and Dan Hoffman from Plimpton PD, and they were here with a big bag of raffle tickets, and we just pulled your name out of the box, and you win a Cub Cadet Zero Turn Lawnmower.
That's how about that, Tom?
that's awesome. Thank you very much. I wanted to contribute to the cause and the fundraising. I never expected to win, and I'm just amazed.
Oh, that's great, because part of the deal was, since we drew this here, you have to come over and mow the lawn at WATD just twice. So I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
I'm good with that.
And they said this is a courtesy of Norfolk Power Equipment. Nice donation. I know that this is a very good piece of equipment. That's exciting. Did you think you were going to win?
No, I honestly didn't. I did it, like I said, most of the time you do these things, you do it for the cause, mm-hmm. to help out, and you never really think that you're going to win anything like that. So I'm just, like I said, I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, that's great.
I really appreciate it. And like you say, Norfolk Power Equipment was very generous of them to donate it too. So it's a lot to take in, I guess.
Well, thanks for Tom. What town do you live in again?
I'm in West Bridgewater.
West Bridgewater. Okay. Did you ever have a riding mower ever?
Well, I have a sit down riding mower now, a John Deere, but I do not have, you know, the zero turn Cub Cadet state of the art one that they donated. So,
no. I mean, come on, all of you in there. Anytime, as soon as you have a house with a lawn, how many of you hands raised want to ride on mower? That's the coolest. So I don't have one yet, and I want one before I'm dead.
It's the best thing.
I think I had it before I even had my house, to be honest with you. Well, on behalf of the Plimpton Police Department, Tom, I appreciate the support. So I'm really happy to hear you won.
Well, thank you, Chief. And it was a great night out, and I'm glad. I'm happy I won too. Still, like I say, a little astonished, but. And I would support the cause again next year.
Oh, that's terrific.
And,
work on your handwriting, because we couldn't read your number.
We'll talk next week, Tom, about that.
I've always had that issue.
Well, that's terrific. We're glad we could do this all here. We're glad such a nice guy won this and is really going to appreciate this. Again, a Cub Cadet zero turn lawn mower. Sounds pretty high tech. Probably comes with a Star Trek decal, yeah. Courtesy of Norfolk Power Equipment. Rob, I knew you would like that. Yeah. And Plimpton Police, thanks so much for coming in. This is such a cool prize.
Congrats, Tom.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
having us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for joining us live on WATD, Tom, and I know they'll be in touch with you to give you all the details. So thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
That was great. I'll tell you, you're right, Christine. I love doing the live call. You never know what you're going to get.
It's true, and I love giving stuff away.
Because I called the first time, and it went to voicemail. And it just went, you know, you've reached Tom.
Yeah.
And
then so
I said, let me try one more time, because you know no one answers a phone these days, right?
No, they all think you're
Yeah,
good.
Exactly. But he picked up, and boy, I bet he's glad he did. That's
terrific.
A great. So did you guys say they'll do it again next year? Or there'll be another one?
Well, that's the anticipation. So this all stemmed from our National Night Out. And like I was telling Christine, this is the first year we've really done something like this. But we got such great feedback from year one that we know this is going to be a continuous thing, you know, for years to come.
Oh, that's great. Because I bet there are people probably listening this morning that may have not heard about it the first time that would like to get in and help out for the next time. So that'll be great. And we'll publicize it, I guess, as soon as you have
definitely.
To sell some more tickets.
Yeah, we
definitely.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is exciting. Love giving away stuff for good cause.
Good stuff.
Me too. Next year, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Christine James in Studio B there with a couple of special guests, Chief Matthew All and Lieutenant Dan Hoffman from the Plimpton Police Department.